All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv Fluff Tube Edition. I'm joined with Tim Cohen, expert. I would say he's an expert in the Antichrist issue. I don't know if I believe you. I don't know if I'm on board with you, but you make a great case. And a lot of things are transpiring right now that I cannot believe, especially in the world. It looks like we are going to be entering a nuclear type standoff. Everything that's happening in Ukraine, you got Russia nuclear subs in Cuba, all the things that would be end times is happening right now. So I think this is the perfect time for an Antichrist to appear. Tim, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Nino. So, wow, let me frame this for you and your audience, you know, about where we stand historically in terms of this topic of the Antichrist. Many Christians are looking around the world today, and many non-Christians are, and saying, we see apocalyptic things happening. They're concerned that we might be near the Lord's return. A lot of people have that conviction from the Holy Spirit, those who are Christians. There are objective ways biblically to know that we're in that time frame. First, it's biblical chronology. You can add up the years from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden throughout Scripture up to the point of Christ's crucifixion. You get roughly 4,000 years. You can add up the years since then. We know from this that we're nearing the year 6,000 biblically. Scripturally, the millennial kingdom begins at the end of the year 6,001. We don't have a precise calendar, but we're pretty close. Israel's using a calendar that's off by more than two centuries, so you can just throw that in the trash can. It's very easy to demonstrate from Scripture alone and from history that we're near the year 6,000. So Israel's got us in 57-something. In reality, we're in 5990, roughly, you know, give or take a few years. We're very close, in other words. We're nearing the year 6,000. That alone tells us, biblically, that the Antichrist has to be alive today, if we knew nothing else. But you can look around at the fact that there's a nation state of Israel today. There wasn't prior to 1948. The existence of Israel in the promised land and in control of Jerusalem is required biblically for the fulfillment of prophecies that haven't yet been fulfilled, such as Zechariah chapters 12 to 14, where Israel is going to be successfully attacked, the entire city of Jerusalem encircled by the militaries of her adversaries, meaning in essence the entire world, and half the city taken by force in war, even though the whole city has been encircled. In every instance in history where Jerusalem was sacked and taken, they took the whole city, and it happened multiple times historically. There's never been a time in history where only half the city was taken. That is what Scripture says is going to occur, only half the city, and that the half that's taken will be carried as far as Babylon and Iraq into captivity. Why is all that significant? In 1967.
Well, hold on. Before you get into that, let me read this commercial. I got to knock it out, folks. Sure. Stay tuned. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. Get your morning kick. Get your morning kick, folks. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Because I did. I was actually thinking about this guy not too long ago, and then all of a sudden I'm doing commercials for him. I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his kids and probably some other things too. He did this one thing. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, folks. Her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, though, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and has yet more energy than me. I'm supposed to say that. He discovered he could create dramatic changes with his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below. ChuckDefense.com/Nino, folks. Get on it. Start feeling like Chuck Norris. Maybe they'll make some memes about you. All right, Tim, we're here now, basically is what you're saying. is.
Well, so here's my point. Since 1967, when Israel recaptured the old city of Jerusalem, which is the original city, which today is called East Jerusalem or Eastern Jerusalem, as if it were just half the city. Ever since then, the whole world has been demanding that Israel cede East Jerusalem or Eastern Jerusalem, half the city portion that includes the Temple Mount area, right? The old city of David. So now the world has been demanding that Israel give up half the city. You know, in our modern context, that never happened before in history. And that's exactly what scripture is foretelling between Zechariah 12 to 14, and then again in Revelation 11, where the Temple Mount area ends up getting being, you know, trampled underfoot by the nations for 3.5 years, the period of the Great Tribulation, which immediately precedes Armageddon and Christ's return for his 1,000-year reign. So we live in a time where, for the first time in history, the world's saying, give us half the city. And the prophecy is saying that's exactly what will happen, but it'll be taken by force. It won't be given, you know, in some treaty that Israel, to which Israel agrees. It will be taken by force. And then the tribulation begins. So we have this context where biblical chronology says we're there, where what's happening on the ground says we're basically there, we're about to be there. And it's during that period of the Great Tribulation that the Antichrist has his global rule. That tells us, secondly, that he's alive today. So with that in mind, there is only one person in the history of the entire world who has actually met the biblical criterion. There are lots of claims out there, you know, endless names. Every one of them has fallen by the wayside, you know, getting knocked
I
up,
even
turning
had a
up.
guest on yesterday, Dustin Nemos, who was saying that he believes Trump is the Antichrist, you know. And then I've had people talk about William, Prince William, that
Well,
he
look,
is
I
the.
know crass language is fine on your show. At least I'm going to assume so. So they're just pulling that out of their ass.
Yeah, you can
You
say
know,
that on my
pardon my
show.
language. There is zero biblical criteria to back something like that. I mean, zero.
Okay.
And with King Charles III, you have 100% of the criteria back and more. Even the expectations that people have, he already fulfills. So, for example, scripture does not say that the Antichrist will be a Muslim, but there are a ton of people out there who think he'll be a Muslim, right?
Yes.
Charles is a Muslim. He converted to Islam under one of the most Sunni, prominent Sunnis
When did he
in
do
the world.
that? When did he do
In
that?
the 1990s, it's documented in my book. It was documented even in the first edition of the Antichrist and the Cup he published in 1998. Additionally, he has an honorary doctorate after my first edition came out in Islamic studies given to him by the university in Cairo, Egypt, which is the most prominent seat of Sunni Islamic learning in the world. Additionally, he descends from Muhammad. He's an actual descendant of Muhammad. He has the same claims to be Islam's Mahdi as any other person who descends from Muhammad might have. Additionally, he's the most prominent Westerner to the Muslims of the Middle East in the entire world and has been since the 1970s. No holds, he has no competition in that regard. He also can lay claim to the Crusader title King of Jerusalem for different reasons that I document in my book. He descends from the Assyrians, the Babylonians, I'm talking monarchs and kings, from the ancient Roman emperors, from Muhammad, from the Edomites, from Esau, you know, Jacob's brother Esau, whom God hated, and he hated the Edomites. He hates the Edomites to this day, biblically. The only ethnicity in scripture that God explicitly says he hates, and he's literally going to annihilate from the planet. There won't be an Edomite alive in the millennial kingdom. Not
What
one.
exactly is an Edomite again?
The descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother,
Okay.
who has been trying to steal the birthright from Jacob, from Israel, all these centuries. And in fact, what a lot of people don't know is that Muhammad, Islam's false prophet Muhammad, was not just an Ishmaelite, he was an Edomite. And Islam is actually the religion of Edom. You know, apart from those Edomites who converted to Judaism, like Herod Antipas, you know, the Idumeans, who we read about in the New Testament,
Right.
apart from those Edomites who converted to Judaism, most of them became Muslims historically. And Muhammad himself was an Edomite. So the most vile Muslims against Israel in the world are Edomites. King Charles III is an Edomite. He's not just claiming to sit on David's throne. You know, on May 6th last year, when he was crowned, you know, the king of the United Kingdom and so forth, he was also crowned king of Israel. lot of people don't
Interesting.
know that.
I didn't know that.
The British monarchy officially claims to sit on David's throne. This is not an unofficial or anecdotal claim. And it's literally printed on his mother's official lineage chart, which is offered with this book, The Antichrist and the Cup of Tea. This is the second edition, folks, published last month. It's actually out now and it's shipping. Twice the content of the first edition. So you can get it now. The publisher is prophecyhouse.com. And I'm sure, Nino, you'll give the link. prophecyhouse.com. But we'll talk a bit about the evidence that actually identifies Charles as the Antichrist biblically. But the point I want to make
Let me
is,
show something real quick just to the
sure.
audience. I mean, I have some of the ceremony, which I thought was creepy, by the way. I watched the ceremony and I saw that little druid walk
Right.
the door. No idea what that meant. Do you have any idea what that meant, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Everyone was calling it the angel of death. Everyone who didn't know, and it's probably not a druid, it's probably a verger, a Greek Orthodox verger who passed by, but that could not have happened incidentally or accidentally. That had to be planned. And because it's just huge security there. And lots of world leaders and so forth. You don't have something like that in front of the cameras if it's not pre-planned. But the main point here is everyone was saying, was that the angel of death, who passed in front of
Yeah.
the door? That's what people thought. And
That's
it
what I
could have
thought.
been, a verger, could have been a druid because they have similar robes to the vergers. But most likely it was a Greek Orthodox verger and it was pre-planned and it was intended to send a message. In this case, the message people got was angel of death. So they were associating the angel of death with Charles' coronation.
So explain to me what's happening right here. I'm going to push play. Who are all these people surrounding him?
Well, they're all wearing Roman Catholic garb,
And the
even though
rod
they're
of equity and mercy, a
almost
symbol
all
of
wearing different.
covenant and peace. May the Spirit of the Lord, who anointed Jesus at his baptism, so anoint you
I
this.
mean, they're proclaiming Jesus right here. Well, not really. So
Okay.
I have a complete, well, I've done more than one, but on my YouTube channel, which is author Tim Cohen, AUTHORTIMCOHEN, I have a program that I did addressing this coronation and the imagery and so forth in it. There's also a very detailed chapter covering all of that in the second edition of the Antichrist and the Cup of Tea, which is one reason it was delayed coming out. There's a huge amount happening here. But they're giving him two rods. One is the rod of equity, and the other one is basically the rod of kingship. But this guy who's talking to him is the Anglican Protestant Archbishop. And one of the things that he did right about this time is called the world to pledge allegiance to Charles at the coronation. That
Let
has
me,
never been done in history before with
wow.
any coronation. And
Stay.
before this,
You might decide. Go ahead.
Before this, Charles was behind a veil where they were pouring oil on his head, anointing him with oil that was actually produced in Jerusalem. Also, not done, normally. And normally, that anointing would be very public, and what was said would be very public. And it was in the case of Queen Elizabeth II, his mother. But in this case, they hid what was being said from the public. And I think Charles was anointed by the devil in that whole thing when they were making him king of Jerusalem, king of Israel, behind the scenes, and pouring this oil from Jerusalem on his head. And the rabbinic community, the very top of the rabbinic community, participated in this. So the top rabbi, the chief quote unquote rabbi of the United Kingdom, participated in the investiture. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, was present for the investiture. Both of them spent the night, I think it was in Clarence House, but with Charles the night before
Jeez.
his crowning here. They
I
spent the night with him.
authority
And
with
let's see
wisdom and
a little more.
direct your counsels with grace, that by your service and ministry to all your people, justice and mercy may be seen in all the earth.
So
Wow.
they're making him king of the world here, basically. And let me, if you want to pause
Presentation of the
for a
KD.
sec, people who watch this will notice something called the orb in his hand. It's a large gold ball that's got a cross at the top and it's covered in jewels and so forth. That's meant to represent the earth. And on the crowns of the British monarch and also Charles when he was crowned in July 1969 as Prince of Wales is a miniature version of that same orb with the cross over the top of it. So they're basically saying that the British monarch is the monarch of the planet, in
Okay.
essence. And one of the other unusual things in this particular coronation is Charles had royalty, from other royal houses of the world, the other prominent royal houses of the world, actually participating. That's never been done in history before either. They've been invited, but they haven't participated. Another unusual thing is he had pagans, different religions actually participating and handing him things
Wow.
prior to this clip you were just showing. That's never been done in history. He literally made it a multi-religion, multi-faith, quote unquote, crowning, totally
So,
destroying
hence one world
Protestant
religion
nation.
type situation here.
Yeah, in essence, we're going to tolerate everything but what's really true, which is that Christianity alone is true, biblically, and
Correct.
al allows us to
So
be
he's
saved.
welcoming them, he's welcoming them all, which is actually is against Christianity in the first place. I mean, this is just.
Yes, and in fact, he goes out of his way to greet them on his way out of, I think it's, yeah, it's on the way out as he's leaving after he's been crowned at the very end of this. He goes out of his way to stop and greet the pagans who participated in his crowning. So, and giving him the various vestments and so forth. There's a great deal to this, an awful lot I can't get to in the time that we have.
Right.
It's thoroughly documented. In this book, the Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. You can get it from Prophecy House. Now, with all that being said, that's not the actual hard evidence, Nino, that he is the Antichrist. Okay? It's a complete departure from history. It's a complete destruction of Christianity in the United Kingdom. It's a lot of very wicked things, but it's not the evidence biblically that he is the Antichrist. So we need to always come back to scripture on this and the
King
actual
Charles and Queen
evidence.
Camilla.
So you can see the orb with the cross, above
Yeah,
his
I
head.
see it right there. Yeah.
Yeah. There's another version of that on each of the crowns, that he's worn historically, including as Prince of Wales when he was crowned Prince of Wales. I even give evidence in this book that not only was Charles facing the red dragon, which is the symbol of Satan biblically, when he was crowned Prince of Wales, and not only was the red dragon participating in this crowning, this coronation, but I give evidence in the book to suggest that his mother was possessed by the devil, literally, when she put the crown on his head to coronate him Prince of Wales in July 1969. I show what looks like a supernatural event captured on multiple frames of film on one camera at the Investor, and I give the actual frame numbers so people can go look these up and verify this. But I show a photo of one of those frames that appears to actually show the possession of his mother with his dad, his father, Prince Philip, and himself all being supernaturally touched at the same instant, captured on multiple frames of this camera. I show a picture of it in the book. And what's so interesting about it is the whole world could see that it was his mother who put the crown on his head to coronate him Prince of Wales or Prince of the Red Dragon. And I say Prince of the Red Dragon or Prince of Satan because the fiery red dragon, which is identified as Satan biblically, that same red dragon was adopted as the national symbol of Wales in 1953. And so when he was crowned Prince of Wales, he was crowned Prince of the Red Dragon, and he was facing that dragon as the crown was put on his head. And his mother was also as she put the crown on his head. But what Charles said is he didn't say it was his mother who put the crown on his head. He explicitly stated, and it's in his biographies, that it was his father who put the crown on his head in July 1969. The whole world could see it was his mother who did it.
I'm gonna play this druid scene real quick and just tell me, give me your thoughts here.
Onlookers are convinced they spotted the
There it
Grim
is.
Reaper at Westminster Abbey as guests started arriving to the historic event. In the video, a hooded figure in all black can be seen walking across the aisle holding
I
a long
mean.
stick. The quick moment had royal fans talking on Twitter, with one user writing, "Anyone else just notice the Grim Reaper at Westminster Abbey?" With another tweeting, "Why is the Grim Reaper at the coronation celebrations?"
That's creepy. So
It is, and
that was purposely put there.
that was on purpose, and it was shortly before Charles and Camilla arrived. to enter and pass through
And
that
that, so
space.
that's a sign saying death, what, Grim Reaper, death to the world, death to the planet, Antichrist is here. I mean, what does this mean?
Well, it is, and one of the names of the devil is death. And the Antichrist, when he's possessed by the devil, and this is Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 to 8, the Antichrist is the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. He rides that, it's actually a pale green gray or ashen horse, but the literal meaning of the Greek text is pale green gray for that fourth horse of the fourth horseman. And the name of the Antichrist, that fourth horseman at that point in history, which is the midpoint of the tribulation week, it's under that same seal, the fourth seal, Revelation 6, verses 7 to 8, that the Antichrist is possessed by the devil, literally, and that the Great Tribulation begins in the middle of the events of that fourth seal, 3.5 years prior to Armageddon. The unicorn on Charles Heraldic Achievement, which is what's on the cover of this book, is
Show it
not
a little
white.
closer.
It's not white.
Oh
It looks a little white on the cover of the book, and the reason for that is it's printed with CMYK colors, like the colors of most
well.
offset prints.
That's a King Charles seal.
It's his official heraldic achievement as Prince of Wales, which he retains forever, even as king. This is what identifies him as the Antichrist. So I'll come back to this imagery. But the unicorn is actually pale green gray. And the word that's translated horse in the Greek text of Revelation chapter 6 can be speaking of an actual horse, it can be speaking of a unicorn, and it can be speaking of a Pegasus. It can be speaking of any of those three things. And this unicorn is actually pale green gray, the exact coloration of that horse for the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. I bring all that up to say that it was an intimation that death or the devil was associated with Charles' crowning in
I
May
mean, that
last.
druid gave it away to me. I mean, that was eerie. That
Well, and everyone got a message from that, just like what happened recently, right? We've had all this
is this correct? Did I pull up
mention.
the right stuff, Tim, or?
We can talk about all that, but we've had all this mention of Charles and cancer, right? Recently.
Yes.
But what everyone's ignoring, they're ignoring multiple things. One is the cancer has nothing to do with updating his funeral plans. They did that the moment his mother died. They do that routinely throughout his life as Prince of Wales and then now as monarch. That's been done several times before. There's nothing unusual about it. His cancer was announced, but at the same time that they announced the cancer without saying what kind of cancer it was, they stated it was caught early and his prognosis was good. And then only weeks later, he was back to work and they were saying they were very pleased with the progress he was making. He's already doing his normal duties and back to work.
So he essentially does not have cancer anymore. It's in remission.
Whatever it is, it's not
What
serious.
kind of cancer did he have?
They've never stated, they haven't said. They only said it was caught early and that he had a good prognosis and that they're very pleased with the progress he's made and he's already back to work. And he's been back to work now for more than a month. And they unveiled this. This is another sign recently. They unveiled this portrait of Charles, an official portrait, his first official portrait. And everyone looking at that is saying, it looks like, death warmed over. It looks like he's the ruler of hell. It's got all sorts of demonic faces in the background of it and what looks like flames, fiery red colors. And when you mirror the thing, when you mirror it, it's got the Baphomet in the center of it, which
Yeah.
is an androgynous symbol of Satan, Lucifer, that goes back thousands of years. Everyone who has seen that, which is most of the world at this point, has looked at and said, what does this mean about Charles? And that's a monarch
This is it,
butterfly,
right?
by
There's a
the way.
monarch butterfly, you're right. What does that symbolize?
Death and resurrection. And by the way, they had death and resurrection symbolism in his crowning last year. There was a Stephanos, a crown of thorns, on his invitation to his crowning, also never done before in history. It was a crown of thorns on the green man head, which represents Charles. He's the green man of occult paganism, which is basically a humanoid lion-like face that represents a dead person's or a dead humanoid skull out of which foliage is growing, and it's pale green gray. That's the color of the head. And they put a crown of thorns on that. And there's all this foliage growing out of it and around it, representing Charles as the ecofascist king of the world, but also as the Green Man, which comes straight out of paganism. And the Green Man has this theme of death and resurrection in Satanism and in witchcraft, going back since the symbolism was created. And that was the central symbol, Nino, of Charles' invitation to come to his coronation. Everyone who was invited and who was present got that invitation with the Green Man head wearing the crown of thorns
Wow.
on. That was the central symbol. So that represented death and resurrection and the devil all at once, and other symbols on that invitation, which I also address here in the second edition of the Antichrist and Cup of Tea. And then, a year later, this portrait comes out of Charles. It looks like pale green gray, like he's death, like he's a corpse, right? And he's ruling over hell, and you got the monarch butterfly there, symbolizing death and resurrection. In other words, intimating his coming fatal wound and recovery from it that we read about in Revelation 13.
Jeez.
And that he is death, that he's the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. That is what that whole thing right there symbolizes. And Charles himself approved the portrait. He himself commissioned it. It was not a surprise to him what was on this thing when it was unveiled to the world. He chose this for himself.
Who was the
Why did he
artist?
do that? Well, the artist was present when the thing was unveiled. He was right there. So everybody can go and read about this and pull up video imagery of the canopy, the cover being removed from this portrait with Charles standing right there, and then the artist, adjacent to him. So Charles isn't even ashamed of this thing or embarrassed by it. He's basically saying, "This is who I am." And everyone in the world who saw this thing thought, "Wow, that's satanic. It's demonic. Like, is he the ruler of hell? What is this symbolizing, right?
Yeah. I mean,
How do
there's a
you explain
lot
it?"
of things that the creepiness of the druid, now this, I mean, those are some serious signs to me.
Well, and I show on my Facebook page the mirrored image with the Baphomet right
Oh.
next to it. Okay. And others have shown this on YouTube and so forth since this came out. But you can see that when you mirror that image, the Baphomet is right there and it looks identical. Okay. In the center, right there, right here. You got the image right there. So in the center, if you put that next to the Baphomet statue, you'll see the head is there, the wings are there, the imagery is all there. But you can pull up my YouTube channel and go and see the actual imagery with the Baphomet next to it. If you want to go to
Is he has
youtube.com,
to turn it upside down and mirror it?
yes,
Wow.
you do. And if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see the imagery of the Baphomet right next to what you're showing, and you'll see it's the same image. Okay? So this portrays his descent into hell, basically. As the Antichrist, with the Baphomet, the devil ruling over him, right? Like the
Yeah.
devil's right-hand man, so to speak. So it doesn't get any more in your face than this, right? Before the Great Tribulation begins, except for the actual imagery. So again, this is incredible. What happened at his coronation, his crowning last year was incredible. What happened at his July 1969 investor as Prince of Wales is incredible. But let's talk about the actual hard evidence biblically that identifies him uniquely as the Antichrist. But I want to preface the imagery, the evidence that I'm going to show here, Nino, by finishing the original point I started out with, right? I pointed out in the context of today's world, both in terms of chronology and what's happening surrounding Jerusalem, the Antichrist must be alive today, right?
Yeah.
I pointed out Charles is the only person in the history of the world. I'm going to show some of this evidence to actually have all the evidence to identify him as the Antichrist. Nobody else has ever had it. No one else ever will. And mathematically, as I'm going to point out, the imagery itself is impossible. It's impossible to fulfill the biblical criteria in the way that he has. It's mathematically not possible. But it's a fact that he has. And I'm going to show what I'm talking about in a moment. But this being said, if anybody wants to allege that someone else is the Antichrist, my response is show me the evidence. Show me anything that even remotely rivals
Well, this, yeah,
the
this
hard
is.
evidence for Charles, and they cannot. The only thing they can do is statements like, "I think so and so is the Antichrist," without presenting any evidence of any kind.
No chance in your mind that it could be Prince William?
No, and this is an error that people have made. Let me show this coat of arms for a minute in relation to William.
Yeah, hold
So
on.
In the center of the heraldic achievement here, in the center right here where I'm putting my fingers, there's a red lion right here. And a lot of people have looked at this red lion and said, that's a red dragon. And this red lion is on WAM's heraldic achievement also. And they think it's a red dragon, but actually it's the Red Lion of Scotland in heraldry. It is not a red dragon. That's one of their errors. This is the actual red dragon down here of Wales. Okay? That's an actual red dragon. William does not have the red dragon. He does not have a little horn of the eyes of man. So an unusual thing about this unicorn is it has human eyes. He does not have the lion, leopard, bear, beast. Only Charles has that. William has a normal lion or lion leopard, which represents England in heraldry. No one else has ever had the lion, leopard, bear, beast. Only Charles. Instead of the normal lion or lion leopard for England. Only Charles has the red dragon in combination with that. No one else has ever had that combination. Only Charles, in combination with those things, has the little horn of the eyes of a man, the unicorn with human eyes.
Jeez.
Now, where does this imagery come from? Beast with feet like a bear, body like a leopard, mouth like a lion, Revelation 13. The red dragon, identified explicitly as Satan, which gives this beast his power, throne, and great authority, Revelation chapters 12 and 13. The little horn of the eyes of a man for this Roman prince who rules for 3.5 years, the same period as this beast does in Revelation 13. The little horn of the eyes of a man who rules for 3.5 years, Daniel chapter 7 in the Old Testament. This imagery, Daniel 7 and also Daniel 9, but I won't get into that here, but Daniel 7 and Revelation 13 and Revelation 12 all comes together on this heraldic achievement. William will never have this imagery. He can never have it. It's unique to Charles under international law and the laws and rules of heraldry, literally. It's like his personal thumbprint or calling card in terms of heraldry forever.
Gotcha.
Okay? And William is not going to be invested Prince of Wales. Charles was. Only a few of the Prince of Wales historically were ever invested. William was only declared Prince of Wales. There's no plan to have a formal crowning for him as Prince of Wales. And even if there were one, it wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't change his imagery that he already has. Secondly, William does not have a name or title that calculates to 666 biblically. And when I say biblically, I mean on a system that's not contrived, that Scripture actually identifies. Scripture actually tells us the system and how to use it. And I'll explain that in a minute. It's not something we can go figure out or invent, in other words, Nino. So William does not have a name or title that calculates to 666. So he lacks the imagery. He lacks the name calculation. He also lacks the international control and power. To give one example of that, and there are many in the book, but Charles has literally been running the world as Prince of Wales and now as King Charles III since his July 1969 investiture. He has run the world behind the scenes without having a formal government yet. Here's one example that everyone will know when I point it out. Okay. Everyone on the planet pretty much will know this one, but not realize that Charles is the one over it. Okay. Till I point this out. He did that in 1970 or 1971, depending on the source that you read. That was shortly after Charles' investiture as Prince of Wales or Prince of the Red Dragon or Satan's prince, where he said his father put the crown on his head, meaning the devil did. Okay. He's a knight of Charles. He's under Charles, he's one of his knights.
Interesting.
Charles has personally spoken times, defers to him. Everyone has heard of the Great Reset, right? Today, pretty much. Do you know who announced the Great Reset to the world? Who
King
first
Charles,
announced it? Prince Charles did.
Prince Charles.
Himself. He announced it months before he published his book by the same title. It was Charles who announced the Great Reset to the whole world. It is Charles' agenda. The World Economic Forum is comprised of top leadership of the world. For example, more than half of, and I like to point this out because it's really shocking to people, more than half of Justin Trudeau's cabinet is part of it, including Trudeau himself. Joe Biden is, he sat there and listened to Charles, make these personally. Biden did. Charles has talked about a him to whom trillions of dollars need to be put at his disposal, right? To bring about the agenda, this 2030 agenda where you'll own
Yeah,
nothing and be
be careful here because this is YouTube.
Yeah, the him and the his is actually the devil to whom Charles was referring, Lucifer. Now, I point out in this book that by virtue of the crown, Charles is exponentially more wealthy than all the trillionaires and billionaires of the world combined.
Jeez.
He has tens of trillions of dollars of wealth at his disposal. Whether he could ever access it or not is an entirely different question. Academically, he has tens of trillions with a T at his disposal just by virtue of the crown alone. I explain how that works in this book. That doesn't include, okay,
I'm trying to make this YouTube friendly.
sure. Keep
It
what you
is what
can.
it is, but we're doing well.
Yeah, sure.
Just, yeah, what
So,
it is. Okay.
is what it is. But
Yeah, it is what it is.
anyway, so Charles has the imagery, right? I said he has the name calculation. So let me show that. There's a biblical system identified in the Greek text of Revelation 13:18. You cannot find it in the English. The English is just a translation of the original Greek text. And in the Greek text, from that system, because the system is what's actually used to specify the number 666, it's not given in the form of words. It's given in the form of three Greek letters, one for 600, a second for 60, and a third for six. And because the number's specified that way, and the system itself is sequential, not phonetic, it was historically applied, transferred from Hebrew to Greek sequentially, not phonetically. For those reasons and others that I explain in the book, we can transfer that same system to any language and calculate the value, almost any language, not Chinese or Mandarin or something like that, but almost any language, certainly any Latin-based language. And we can calculate the values of names and words without tampering with them. We don't have to translate them. We don't have to transliterate them. We can calculate them directly and see how they come out, right? Now, the title Charles, Prince of Wales, is a bit like Christ Jesus of Nazareth, right? Or Apostle Paul of Tarsus or Apostle Saul of Tarsus. It's the biblical way of stating a name, okay? Like Charles, Prince of Wales, or Prince Charles of Wales. It's a biblical format. That title by which he's known globally, you know, up until he became king, but again, he retains the imagery. He's already been identified as the Antichrist. That title on this system, which is the biblical numbering system, I lay it out, you know, in detail here in the book, in more than one language, calculates to exactly 666, including here on the original non-transferred system. Mathematically, that is not possible. It cannot
Wow.
ever happen, ever. Ever, ever in the history of the universe. But it's a fact. Here it is in black and white in the book. Says so the image, he has the imagery, he has the name calculation using the biblical system with no tampering, no transliteration, you know, in Hebrew, in English, you know, Wales in Hebrew is
So in
translated
all languages, or
already.
it all adds up to 666.
No, not all languages, but in Hebrew and English, it
Any Hebrew and
does.
English, okay.
On the original system not transferred, and then that same system transferred sequentially to English, 666, using the precedence of it being transferred sequentially to Greek, with the Greek version with that precedence being used to specify 666 in the New Testament in the original language before it's translated to English. So that combination by itself proves that Charles is the Antichrist unambiguously scripturally. It literally can't be anybody else. And that doesn't even begin to get into the level of evidence in this book. That's just the biblical core evidence. He descends from King David, claims descent over King, claims to sit on Israel's throne. He descends from Muhammad. He's a Shuit, the claim to be Islam's Mahdi, to both Sunni and Shiite Islam. He claims descent from Jesus through this occult Merovingian lineage, okay, which is where that is the basis for royalty of Europe, particularly, to claim to have some divine right to rule. You know, many of the royals allege this descent from Jesus, which is called the Merovingian lineage. That's, you know, where the book and the movie The Last Temptation of Christ, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, that's the basis for these things. It's an occult false claim. And an alternate version of that claim alleges descent from the Red Dragon. You know, it's a claim that
Yeah.
produces the seed that has the divine right to rule. And in fact, Charles believes both are true. Okay?
So he appeals to
As
all
a perverted
religions.
version of, in his mind, of who Jesus is, And in
So,
his
but
mind,
he
he
appeals
was
to
the guy.
all religions. It's the way he's kind of chameleon. He's in with all religions, correct?
Not only is he in with them, you can pull up today on the internet photos of him participating in all of them. He's participated in voodoo ritual, and I'm talking wearing the garbs also, wearing the actual attire.
Jeez.
So, voodoo ritual, witchcraft, Satanism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Judaism, Islam. You can find photos on the internet of him participating in all of the above, wearing the garb. He even started his own religious movement, bringing all these religions together. That's documented in the book. A lot of people don't know about that. Some of the entities by which he controls the world, we all know about the United Nations, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people know that the United Nations came out of the League of Nations historically, right?
Right.
But that's where their knowledge ends if they have that much knowledge. What they don't know is that the League of Nations came out of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, also known as Chatham House in London.
Jeez.
What they don't know is that Chatham House is headed by Charles, and it was headed by him as Prince of Wales, and now it's headed by him as King. What they don't know is that the United Nations has always been an entity under the British monarch, under Chatham House. What they don't know, for example, is that the United Nations has a global security lecture series. There's a lecture each year. Charles personally started the lecture series and personally delivered the first global security lecture at the United Nations to the
Jeez.
Security Council. What they don't know is that Charles, around that said t same time, said he wanted to see a standing United Nations army with himself as the commander of that army. What they don't know is that the entire Mideast peace process, the false peace process, goes back to Charles from 1987 to this day and has been under him the whole time. So the London Agreement of 1987 between Jordan's King Hussein, and then Shimon Peres, who, by the way, was also a knight of Charles, the London Agreement of 1987 led to the Madrid Peace Conference in Spain. The Madrid Peace Talks, for so-called Palestinian Israel, quote unquote peace. The Madrid Peace Talks led to the Oslo process. Yitzhak Shamir was prime minister of Israel at the time that Shimon Peres was originally his second, if you will. Shamir shelved the London Agreement of 1987. Shamir became, excuse me, Yitzhak Rabin became, or I'm sorry, Shimon Peres became the second under Yitzhak Rabin when Rabin became premier of Israel. At that point, Shimon Peres came back into power under Rabin, and it was revived and led to the Oslo process. The Oslo process died mid-course, but it led to a peace treaty with Jordan in 1995, in between what was supposed to happen. So Oslo I and Oslo II happened. Oslo III never occurred. Oslo III was supplanted by something called the roadmap under the quartet. The roadmap under the quartet was headed by Tony Blair, who reported to Prince Charles. The quartet is the United Nations, the United States, Russia, and the United Nations. And because the United Nations is the fourth entity in the quartet, it's the whole world. Under Charles, Tony Blair has been replaced by others under Charles. The quartet and the roadmap is still active. Now, on the side of that is the Saudi peace process, the Saudi peace initiative, which behind the scenes, they report to Charles through the WEF and other entities. The Saudi peace initiative is, they're trying to merge that and merge that with this thing under the quartet. But it's still a side thing right now. But Biden is trying to creep in there, and Trump was trying to creep in there and take some kind of control over that thing, or, make it mesh, if you will, with the quartet and their agenda for this false peace and the division of Jerusalem and the creation of this so-called Palestinian state and so forth. And now, since October 7th last year, the US under Biden, under Charles, ultimately is trying to put Israel in this vice grip to force this creation of this so-called Palestinian state and threatening Israel behind the scenes in all sorts of ways. But all of that is happening under King Charles III as the Antichrist. And so we are now barreling toward the start of the Great Tribulation. And before that happens, and I should mention, and people can pull this up, in 2018, another book of mine was published called North Korea, Iran, and the Coming World War, Behold a Red Horse, 2018. I started that book in 2007. That has to do with the second seal of the apocalypse, or roughly the second year of the 7 years preceding Armageddon, with the Great Tribulation being the second half of that 7 year period. Okay. The Great Tribulation is when Charles will be in direct control, initially behind the scenes, but then in direct control of a nascent global government, if you will, under 10 rulers. And I've described how that will come to pass in this book through the United Nations. Okay. But before the Great Tribulation starts, World War III ensues. And that's what this book, North Korea, Iran, and the Coming World War, is about. I show in that book that the fiery red horse of the second seal of the apocalypse and the sword that's associated with that and its rider is all tied to North Korea, Iran, and Russia and China.
Exactly
And
what's
in
happening
that
now.
order. In that order, exactly what's happening now. I started that book in 2007. And by the way, I mentioned the invasion of Ukraine and then Europe in that book, published in 2018 before Russia went into Ukraine.
Wow.
So I talk about what comes next also in that book. So we're also barreling toward World War III and then the Great Tribulation. So it calms down enough after that for the world to collude together and take half Jerusalem captive in war by force from Israel and for this global government effectively to be formed. So all that is in the near future. And those are in my two books. And I've got many more books coming. But
Thank you, Tim. Wow.
yeah, get it from
Man, you are a
prophecyhouse.com.
wealth of, do you know much about, I'm sure you're a wealth of knowledge, but do you know a lot about Princess Diana and Kate Middleton, the drama that's surrounding that right now?
Yeah, well, I talk about Diana.
We talk about that on another episode and cover Diana and Kate Middleton.
Sure. I'll just mention one thing about Kate Middleton. She's
Okay.
a Rothschild. A lot of people don't know that. The
Interesting.
Rothschilds have married into the British monarchy at multiple points, and she's one example.
Is she still around?
Yes. She's
Okay.
not been replaced. You
Okay.
know, but they talk about body doubles for different people, right?
Yeah.
And they did have a body double for her in public recently, and that was caught, actually. People caught that.
Yes.
Yeah, as far as I
Is
know,
she
she's still.
sick or is she? Well, let's get into that. Can
She
we do
has
that
a
on
serious
another?
cancer, yes.
Can we do that on the back channel on .TV?
Sure.
I appreciate you, Tim. Man, can you show your book one more time?
Yeah, and please point people to the website where they can get it because they can only get it at prophecyhouse.com, prophecyhouse.com. And it is The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. It's the only book in the world that gives hard evidence on the actual identity of the Antichrist. It's proof of where we are and when we are today. And I want to say one more thing, Nino.
Go ahead.
Lots of people who were not Christians have become Christians because of this book, including the first edition,
Wow.
including atheists. This book has convinced atheists that Christianity is true. The first edition of this book.
Okay. Tim, thank you so much for joining me. Let's do the next episode on Nino's Corner.tv. I want to talk about Princess Diana and Kate Middleton, the drama surrounding that. Let's get into that. Tim, thank you so much, man.
Sure. Thank
This
you.
was stellar, stellar stuff.
Yeah,
Thank you.
thank you.